Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 20th, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Global Payments completes TSYS acquisition for US$21.50 BLN. Wirecard, Enigin to streamline purchasing experience in Turkey. ACCC to announce the first open banking data recipients. American Express, Parley announce first ever card made with reclaimed plastic. Stripe raises US$250 MLN for international expansion. Delayed implementation of SCA creates obstacles for retailers, Adyen says. Click Travel, British Airways chosen for IATA trial. Nordea CFO leaves under backdrop of management overhaul. Oversight broadens spend analytics to fleet cards. Countable launches SMB credit reports based on execution behaviors. CME Group to launch Bitcoin options in Q1 2020. Equitivo and Brismo team on investor due diligence. Kanye heads to court in late pay battle while Aussie receivables accelerate. Matchmove acquires strategic stake in local digital lender MoolahSense. Penta reaches 10,000 business customers. Visa B2B Connect live in 62 countries, adds Infosys as integration partner. Now let's get started. Global Payments completes TSYS acquisition for US$21.50 BLN. Payment technology company Global Payments has completed its acquisition of TSYS in an all-stock deal valuing US$21.5 billion. The combined company will operate as a payments technology company serving around 3.5 million merchants. Its customers will also include 1,300 financial institutions across 100 countries. The deal provides Global Payments with additional exposure in more than 50 vertical markets. The company will also benefit from TSYS payment facilitation technologies. Global Payments signed the agreement to acquire payments solutions provider TSYS in May 2019, and the deal offered TSYS shareholders 0.8101 Global Payments shares for each share of TSYS common stock. Global Payments shareholders now own a 52% stake of the combined company, while TSYS shareholders hold the remaining interest. Wirecard, Enigin to streamline purchasing experience in Turkey. Wirecard and Turkey-based online travel agency Enigin have started working together to optimize digital payments for Enigin customers. Wirecard processes incoming credit card payments on Enigin for both global and local schemes including MasterCard, Visa, and Troy. With over 17 million visits per month, Enigin is one of the market leaders for online flight bookings in Turkey. With its global brand Wingi, the company operates in 5 different languages. Turkey enjoys a strategic geographic location being at the intersection of the Middle East, Central Asia, North and East Africa, and Europe and as a result serves as a major air traffic hub. Within Turkey, revenue for online flight ticket sales has been growing steadily, according to Statista, an annual growth rate of 7.9% is expected in the upcoming years. As a result, by 2023 the market volume is expected to surpass €7.3 billion. ACCC to announce the first open banking data recipients. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has announced it is on course to reveal the first companies to receive open banking data. That accreditation, however, only gives them the opportunity to participate in testing. They will still have to prove their technical and process bona fides in the months ahead. While the new regime based on the recently passed consumer data right legislation really kicks in next year in February, companies who want to take advantage of the opportunity will need the time to get their systems in order. Open banking mandates that banks share customer data, if the customer chooses, in a machine-readable way. It is expected the data portability of a mature open banking scheme will make switching banks much easier and encourage banks and third-party providers to develop new financial service based on the newly freed data. American Express, Parley announce first-ever card made with reclaimed plastic. American Express, Amex, has announced an expanded commitment to combat marine plastic pollution through several company-wide programs, in partnership with Parley for the Oceans. Later in 2019, Amex will introduce redesigned consumer and corporate green cards, which will each be made primarily with reclaimed plastic collected from beaches, islands, and coastal communities by Parley for the Oceans, an organization focused on combating marine plastic pollution. Moreover, Amex is introducing the company's first card recycling program. Rolling out in 2020 for U.S. consumer, small business, and corporate cards, the program will enable card members to send back their expired or non-working cards to Amex, which will ensure that they are properly recycled. The company has also pledged to eliminate single-use plastics across its operations globally and has already removed single-use plastic straws and coffee stirrers from its global headquarters, managed office facilities, and operating centers. This builds on the work Amex has done to evolve the sustainability of its broader operations. In 2018, American Express became a carbon-neutral company, powered by 100% renewable energy. Stripe raises US$250 million for international expansion. Stripe has raised US$250 million in new funding to accelerate its international expansion, grow its product suite, and extend its enterprise capabilities. As per the Wall Street Journal, the round was raised on a valuation of US$35 billion, up from a valuation US$22 billion when Stripe raised US$100 million from Tiger Global in January 2019. With the new funding, Stripe has raised US$1.035 billion to date. Stripe processes payments on the websites of its users and complementary services for e-commerce customers. Those services now include chargeback protection, a cash advance service, and a new corporate card offering launched on 10 September. The company said it's investing in new markets, since most new internet users are coming online outside North American and Western Europe. As such, Stripe will be operating in 40 countries covering 70% of the global economy by the end of 2019. Moreover, the company wants to extend its enterprise capabilities, in a bid to provide powerful functionalities to the youngest high-potential companies, and forward-thinking technologies to established businesses. Delayed implementation of SCA creates obstacles for retailers, Adyen says. Research commissioned by Netherlands-based payments company Adyen has revealed that delayed implementation of SCA created a complex environment for retailers. The SCA legislation, implemented under the European Union's Payment Service Directive, PSD2, required merchants to offer SCA for online transactions to help protect customers against fraud. Research found that more than half of retailers, 57%, reported an increase in the level of fraudulent transactions compared to the same time last year. It also found that just 1 in 5, 22%, retailers were ready for new payment regulations that were supposed to take effect this month. The legislation was originally slated for 14 September 2019, but the UK and several other nations have announced implementation delays. The timelines and milestones for implementation are not fixed and vary from country to country. However, merchants selling goods to customers in the countries that have not delayed implementation of SCA will need to comply with the legislation for transactions from those countries. Analysis of Adyen's platform data has revealed that no UK bank has mandated SCA under the regulation as of 16 September 2019, increasing the complexity for UK retailers to meet the SCA regulations with compliant countries. Clic Travel, British Airways chosen for IATA trial. The International Air Transport Association, IATA, had announced that Clic Travel and British Airways have been selected to trial its new B2B settlement system. IATA, which represents and serves the airline industry, has created the Settlement with Orders solution to simplify the management of payments. The system is an extension to and uses IATA's NDC new distribution capability, which allows the distribution of airfares and ancillaries through third parties. Settlement with orders will automate what is currently an overly complicated and manual process for all booking agents, meaning any changes, payments, or refunds can be auctioned much faster, which will only be a good thing for customers, Click Travel's chief product engineer Robin Smith said, according to Buying Business Travel. The pioneering work we did with IATA on NDC meant we were perfectly positioned to assist with this trial. We have our own engineering team and booking platform, so we're ready and able to adapt our systems in support of innovative plans like this. Settlement with orders will improve the billing and settlement process for both airlines and TMCs. It will simplify the IT infrastructure, remove process duplication, and enable automatic reconciliation. We are pleased to be working on this pilot with Click Travel and IATA, added Ian Luck, head of distribution at BA. An offline pilot is expected to start in October and November, with a live trial planned to start in the second quarter of 2020. Nordea's CFO leaves under backdrop of management overhaul. Nordea Bank ABP's finance chief is leaving amid a broader shakeup of the bank's management under its new chief executive. The lender said Christopher Rees, the group chief financial officer and head of group finance and treasury, is departing next year and intends to move to the UK, the Wall Street Journal reported. Rees has served as CFO since last year and came to Nordea in 2015. He previously served as head of markets, chief operating officer and deputy head of wholesale banking. The bank has reportedly started looking for a successor. Frank Vang Jensen will be Nordea's new chief executive. Svenska Handelsbanken AB analyst Mats Liljedahl said Vang Jensen is a man of action. He wants to bring in his own team, Liljedahl explained. Nordea said last week that the bank's deputy CEO and group chief operating officer, Torsten Hagen, as well as its head of human resources, Karen Tobiasen, would also be departing the bank. In recent years, the bank has been the recipient of much notice when it comes to its anti-money laundering controls, much like the scrutiny faced by several of its peers, WSJ noted. In separate news, the head of the Financial Supervisory Authority, FSA, in Finland warned that Nordic banks involved in money laundering scandals should be measured in their response and not withdraw from the area per reports in March. Anneli Tuominen, director general of the FSA in Helsinki, said at the time, "This money laundering discussion is very close to panic, and that is very dangerous. It would be the worst possible end result of this discussion if banks would suddenly start to withdraw money from certain markets," Tuominen said at the time. "If there's a lesson," she continued, "it's to learn and do better, not to leave." Oversight broadens spend analytics to fleet cards. Spend management firm Oversight Systems is rolling out a new module designed to analyze spend on fleet cards. The company said in an announcement on Thursday, Sept. 19, that its fleet module is now available to users of its artificial intelligence AI analytics platform that automates fleet card transaction analysis. Oversight's technology targets fraud mitigation and fleet card misuse, it noted, and adds to an existing offering of card-based spend analytics that includes T&E cards and purchasing cards. Fleet card programs can be multi-million dollar exposure points for organizations with large mobile workforces, said Oversight Systems CEO Terence McCrossan in a statement. "Our new fleet solution detects one-off misuse as well as suspicious spend patterns that often go undetected by in-house audit processes. With Oversight, organizations now have a complete picture of all employee card spend, including the ability to audit, analyze, manage and act on findings with greater accuracy and with significantly less effort than ever before," he added. Oversight added that the addition of fleet cards to its corporate card spend analysis offerings is a direct response to customer requests as well as Oversight's own research, which revealed 60% of finance professionals say they struggle to identify wasteful or off-policy spend on card programs. 40% said they are challenged to forecast employee spend on cards, including fleet cards. Incorporating fleet cards with spend analysis broadens businesses' visibility into overall spend habits and trends, which are displayed through dashboards and visualized analysis. Our data shows that 90% of high-risk organizations can pinpoint the employees that represent the highest risk and develop both pre- and post-intervention plans that prevent monetary loss and reputational damage, said McCrossin. Last year, commercial payments company WEX introduced its own fleet spend analytics solution, Clearview Snap, that similarly connects fleet managers to visualized dashboards and reports of fleet spend. Countable launches SMB credit reports based on execution behaviors. Countable announced it has launched credit bureau reporting for SMBs in Rwanda and Kenya based on how well they execute on projects. Countable is pleased to take the lead globally in reporting on good execution behaviors inside of a project with agreed-upon milestones, Countable President Catherine Nomura said in a press release. Our model is not loan-based, and because we and the entrepreneurs on our platform get paid based on the successful execution of a project, we're very invested in being able to identify entrepreneurs with great execution capabilities, even under the toughest of conditions. Early on, banks started reaching out to our SME partners because we were working with them, and this is just an effort to formalize that recognition that there's more to being a great entrepreneur than paying your bills on time. Many SMEs across the globe do not have a financial footprint or credit history due to the limited credit information gathered, which results in financial exclusion on a mass scale. Some of our partners may have no credit at all because they're not able to obtain traditional financing, said Sheila Ellis, Countable's finance controller of Africa operations. Traditional lenders or banks often want collateral that our partners may or may not have on their balance sheet. This is a structural problem that has nothing to do with the entrepreneur's ability to execute. A lot of our customers do millions of dollars in trade successfully, manage multiple trades at the same time, are communicative, give us the right data, deliver on expectations, meet their customers' requirements and get paid, added Countable's CEO Chris Hale. They get paid for the goods we consign to them as part of our business process. That is us extending them commercial terms. Executing against commercial terms is demonstrating the right kinds of behaviors. Because we have built a technology platform that measures and manages that international trade transaction, sharing that information with the financial ecosystem can help our partners develop their businesses. SMBs working with Countable will also have access to better commercial terms with global suppliers. All we are doing is sharing our ability to monitor, influence and measure both conscientious and bad behavior, said Hale. No one has the data we have talked to every partner in the ecosystem. No one sees the full picture like we see it, so it's in the best interest of our enterprise and global trade partners to help create this transparency and share information to make the network run more efficiently. CME Group to launch Bitcoin options in Q1 2020. CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace, today announced it will launch options on its Bitcoin futures contracts in Q1 2020, pending regulatory review. Based on increasing client demand and robust growth in our Bitcoin futures markets, we believe the launch of options will provide our clients with additional flexibility to trade and hedge their Bitcoin price risk, said Tim McCourt, CME Group Global Head of Equity Index and Alternative Investment Products. These new products are designed to help institutions and professional traders to manage spot market Bitcoin exposure, as well as hedge Bitcoin futures positions in a regulated exchange environment. Since their launch in December 2017, market users have rapidly adopted CME Bitcoin futures for their hedging and trading needs. There have been 20 successful futures expiration settlements and more than 3,300 individual accounts have traded the product since inception. Year to date, nearly 7,000 CME Bitcoin futures contracts, equivalent to about 35,000 Bitcoin, have traded on average each day. At the same time, institutional interest continues to build with the number of large open interest holders reaching a record 56 in July. CME Group is the only derivatives marketplace where customers can hedge or trade benchmark options on futures across every investable asset class, with average daily volume of 4.3 million in 2019 to date. By launching Bitcoin options, the company is providing clients with additional tools for precision hedging and trading. As the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace, CME Group, www.cmegroup.com, enables clients to trade futures, options, cash and OTC markets, optimize portfolios, and analyze data, empowering market participants worldwide to efficiently manage risk and capture opportunities. CME Group exchanges offer the widest range of global benchmark products across all major asset classes based on interest rates, equity indexes, foreign exchange, energy, agricultural products and metals. The company offers futures and options on futures trading through the CME Globex platform, fixed income trading via BrokerTec and foreign exchange trading on the EBS platform. In addition, it operates one of the world's leading central counterparty clearing providers, CME Clearing. With a range of pre- and post-trade products and services underpinning the entire lifecycle of a trade, CME Group also offers optimization and reconciliation services through TriOptima, and trade processing services through Trayana. Equitivo and Brismo team on investor due diligence. Equitivo, Europe's only full-service fintech consultancy, is partnering with Brismo, the market-leading provider of lending performance data, to provide institutional investors with best-in-class due diligence into loan investment opportunities. The unique partnership will give fintech investors a more detailed and consistent understanding of investment potential across leading alternative finance platforms. The combined competencies of the two businesses will ensure that originators of capital are best positioned to provide investors with the insight required to make a funding commitment. Equitivo is a consultancy offering unrivaled insight to help fintech firms develop their strategy, operations and performance, along with offering detailed capital markets advice to prepare platforms for a capital raise. Brismo constructs lending performance metrics, built on cash flow level data, that enable loan originators to credibly demonstrate track record, and investors to deploy capital more productively and cost effectively. Together, the two companies will offer a quantitative and qualitative solution to identify performance, using a unique combination of industry standard performance data, with strategic insight and consultancy. This partnership will offer investors improved transparency and a deeper understanding into loan book performance. The two companies aim to help shift the industry from self-reported performance, which makes it very difficult for investors to compare risk and return on a like-for-like basis. Andrew Holgate, CEO of Equitivo, said, "Working alongside Brismo gives a new dimension to our consultancy services. We believe this partnership will allow fintech investors, from new ones to savvy investors, to have the clearest understanding of the market and therefore grow confidence and credibility across this evolving sector. Equally, platforms will benefit from unrivaled data-backed consultancy." Brismo's CEO Rupert Taylor said, "Responsible fiduciaries need to perform a price discovery exercise before they commit client capital. Equitivo offers the qualitative expertise that complements our data-led approach to ensure that investors can perform thorough due diligence. We are excited to be working with such a respected consultancy to help the loan market scale by attracting additional capital." Kanye heads to court in late pay battle while Aussie receivables accelerate. Two separate studies show that in Australia, late payments are receding a bit. There still is much room for improvement, however. And, separately, Kanye West is at the center of an imbroglio over late payments tied to his apparel company. Down under cause for hope when it comes to late payments? Maybe, but the problem is still entrenched. Separate studies released this month show that more firms are being paid on time, and of course, there still is more work to be done. In one report, titled The Trade Late Payments Report for the period that ended in June of this year, Illion said that the results were encouraging. The data show that payments to small and mid-sized enterprises improved. As measured by year-over-year trends, the company found that overall, late payments stood at an average of 10 days, the lowest level seen since 2011. Drilling down into the data, late payments were still in evidence in retail, averaging nearly 13 days, and then came the mining sector at 12.7 days. The best performance was seen in the forestry sector, where late payments were slightly higher than 6 days. The website, My Business, quoted Ilion CEO Simon Bly as stating that improved late payments overall is encouraging, but Australian farmers are facing troublesome conditions. We have noticed a silver lining though, even for farmers, with a small improvement during the quarter indicating that drought relief initiatives are starting to improve farmers' situation. The overall improvement seen at a general level hinges on efforts by the government to get larger firms to issue prompt payments, and where government agencies also have been under scrutiny for their payment terms. Digitalization also helps, according to the company. Payment methods, linked to technological changes in the banking sector, are influencing the time firms take to pay their bills. The increased use of direct debit, for example, rather than posting checks, is likely to have had a significant effect on late payments over the past few years, said the executive. Xero's take. The Ilion findings were echoed by Xero, a platform focused on small businesses, which said that payment data was the strongest since 2014. The company said that in Australia, late payments declined by 2.5 days in July as measured year over year. The wait, though, is still significant, as it now stands at about 33 days on a 30-day invoice. Xero also said that larger firms take longer to pay smaller suppliers, and that the $115 billion in late payments is the equivalent of every small business in the nation shouldering $52,000 in unpaid invoices. Kanye's alleged late payments. In the continuing battle between music and apparel star Kanye West, the latest wrinkle is a trial. As reported this week, a Japanese firm suing West over an alleged $600,000 in missed payments now is headed to trial. The claims will proceed to trial in May of next year, even though West had looked to have the suit tossed. The mogul and his Yeezy apparel are being sued by Toki Senai Co. for alleged payments not made in connection with Yeezy sneakers. The company's relationship dates back to 2015, where samples were delivered, and in 2018 an order was placed for fleece fabric, subsequently brought into production. The Japanese company said that it offered payment plans for the more than $624,000 owed, yet no agreement was reached. Matchmove acquires strategic stake in local digital lender MoolahSense. Matchmove, the award-winning bank-as-a-service platform, has closed an agreement with licensed P2P lender, MoolahSense, to acquire a strategic stake with immediate effect. MoolahSense is one of the leading data-driven peer-to-peer lending platforms focused on SME lending, and operates under a Capital Markets Services (CMS) license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore (MAS). This acquisition will enable Matchmove to further strengthen its lend capability and provide access to financing to SMEs within its ecosystem. Consequently, MoolahSense will be able to leverage Matchmove's integrated regional partner network to tap new segments and extend its capability to fund creditworthy SMEs across Asia. Access to credit remains a key challenge for SMEs today across the region. While SMEs remain the backbone of the economy, many struggle to achieve scale and optimization, primarily due to lack of credit and funding options from larger, established lenders such as banks. This strategic combination of Matchmove and MoolahSense will directly address this fundamental market demand and facilitate SME development using digital methods of credit evaluation and capital distribution. Shailesh Naik, founder and group CEO of Matchmove, commented, "This combination makes perfect sense as we see access to funding as a key enabler for many of our growing clients. With this partnership, we will be able to leverage on MoolahSense's capability in credit origination and scoring to serve our clients better. Furthermore, there is a natural strategic convergence between our two digital platforms to go to market together as a combined offering." Shailesh will join the board of directors of MoolahSense. Moving forward, Matchmove will be able to originate potential issuers and lenders from its client ecosystem, further enhancing its essential banking as a service proposition. MoolahSense will in turn grow its loan portfolio on the back of accessing new segments and structuring new product capabilities. "We are excited to partner with Matchmove to launch a risk-mitigated on-tap credit solution for curated digital ecosystems that fulfills the working capital needs of SMEs. We shall be tuning our lending in a box into Matchmove's vision of banking in any app to realize the dreams of many SMEs and reward the decisions of lenders," said Lawrence Young, CEO of MoolahSense. This investment is aligned to MatchMove's direction to make strategic acquisitions in adjacent and complementary businesses. This deal will enable us to unlock synergies and further build product and market depth within lending, creating greater utility for and building even longer-term relationships with our clients, said Nisha Paramjothi, SVP Investments. Penta reaches 10,000 business customers. Digital bank Penta today announced that after only 18 months of operation it has acquired over 10,000 business customers, as its customer base continues to grow at pace. User numbers have increased over 200% since the company's last fundraise just 2 months ago. A transparent, community-driven approach and active commitment to world-leading customer service has helped Penta win favor of the German business community since launching back in early 2017. Penta focuses on small businesses with 2 to 50 employees and serves larger customers like CleverShuttle and AirHelp who have 500-plus employees. Penta CEO Marco Wenthen said, "Reaching 10,000 businesses is a huge endorsement for the product we're offering and the customers we're serving. We're grateful to have such brilliant and passionate team who are going the extra mile to help serve our customers. In addition to being able to open a business bank account online in minutes, Penta's customers can also issue multiple MasterCards to their team for easy expense management. In the coming months, Penta plans to introduce other exciting features including international transfers, loans and more. Anyone can see and comment on what Penta is working on their open product roadmap, https://trello.com/b/vohx4kb/penta-product-roadmap. 68% of Penta's new customers' accounts are businesses who are switching from their existing bank to Penta, while the other 32% are businesses who are incorporating. Startup founders and business owners waste so much time and money dealing with annoying admin tasks. That's why we're offering the tools like team management that can help you get business banking done in a fraction of the time. We want to help businesses owners spend less time banking and more time focusing on their business," said Wenthen. Highlights: Asterisk Penta's customers include companies from the German startup elite such as Bepro11, which has raised over $9 million, and AirHelp, which has raised over $12 million and employs over 500 people as well as CleverShuttle. Asterisk Penta is a partner of Berlin-based Solarize Bank. Asterisk Penta currently employs 70-plus people. Visa B2B Connect Live in 62 countries, adds Infosys as integration partner. Visa announced today that Visa B2B Connect is live in 62 countries, and has added Infosys as a new integration partner. Ahead of the announcement, Karen Webster spoke with Alan Konigsberg, Senior Vice President and Global Head of New Payment Flows, Visa Business Solutions, about the roles that partner collaboration and simplified technology will play in achieving Visa's goal of expanding the Visa B2B network to more than 100 countries in 2020. When Visa's Global Head of Business Solutions Kevin Fallon opened up this year's PYMNTS B2B Payments Executive Forum, he made the case that the B2B payments arena is in the midst of a transformative shift. Innovation, he argued, is being driven by several factors, including banks' willingness to invest in new infrastructure, and service providers' ability to take advantage of benefits more than one payment rail has to offer. Visa itself is part of that convergence of payment rails, as Fallon explained it, having launched an entirely new payment network Visa B2B Connect to address the most significant problems and challenges of high-value, account-to-account, cross-border B2B payments. Today, SEPT 20, Visa B2B Connect announced an expansion of that network, adding 32 new corridors since its June 2019 debut, along with a new integration partner, Infosys. Visa's new cross-border payments network now operates in 62 countries, with plans to be live in more than 100 countries by the end of next year. Alan Konigsberg, Senior Vice President and Global Head of New Payment Flows at Visa Business Solutions, spoke with Karen Webster ahead of this announcement to discuss how this expansion reflects FIS' interest in and enthusiasm for something new in the world of cross-border B2B payments. Driving both their interest and adoption, he said, is Visa's focus on industry collaboration and operational simplicity in integrating this new clearing and settlement network into their existing commercial payments systems. We're creating a brand new network, and we're bringing on best-of-breed technology companies as integration partner hubs that help this roll out B2B Connect much more quickly, said Konigsberg, pointing to Visa's latest integration with Infosys as an example of how hub partners like Infosys provide new pathways through which financial institutions can turn on Visa B2B Connect. Infosys is Visa's third such integration partner. Visa today also announced an update on its collaboration with Bottomline Technologies, allowing financial institutions to connect to Visa B2B Connect through Bottomline's Universal Aggregator and its Application Programming Interface (API) connectivity capabilities. Earlier this year, Visa B2B Connect also struck a partnership with FIS, whose own financial institution clients can also see their Visa B2B Connect onboarding process streamlined and accelerated. According to Konigsberg, allowing financial institutions to adopt Visa B2B Connect either directly or via one of Visa's integrated partners lowers many of the barriers they face to embracing an entirely new cross-border payments network. Embedding our technology into their offerings makes it so much easier for financial institutions to shorten the curve, reduce implementation expenses, and go live faster with us, he said, adding that this strategy also opens the door for all FIS from regional to large, multinational financial institutions to adopt the solution as well. We're democratizing access to modern, secure and compliant cross-border payments rails, Konigsberg explained. A different approach to B2B payments. While integrating Visa B2B Connect into third-party offerings may expand FIS opportunity to use the solution, adoption of an entirely new payment network will only occur if those FIS see sufficient value in doing so. Konigsberg said Visa would bring that value through the design of a wholly different way to make payments cross-border, an approach that takes its cues from how the global payments network operates effectively at scale. The traditional way global cross-border payments are conducted is on a bilateral basis, bank to bank, working its way to the end beneficiary, he said. The whole architecture and design of Visa B2B Connect is on a multilateral basis. It's a difference, Konigsberg said, that can be measured. Transactions across Visa B2B Connect can be completed the same or next day, compared to the traditional 3 to 5 days it may take today. Visa B2B Connect also moves data with the messages about the payment, a departure from traditional options in which payments and transaction data often move independently from one another. Further, its digital identity feature tokenizes identities on either end of the transaction to ensure security and regulatory compliance. At a higher level, however, Konigsberg explained that the simplicity of how Visa B2B Connect was designed from an integration perspective is what is generating so much of the interest in it. You don't have to necessarily be a large, international financial institution to leverage this for your global cross-border payments, he noted, adding that simple, straightforward integrations are valued by all FIS. As financial institutions become more selective about where they spend resources when upgrading their cross-border B2B payments services, offering FIS avenues to either onboard to the network directly, or through technology partners, will be key. It's a strategy that Konigsberg said creates synergies and efficiencies as those financial institutions explore their own partnership strategies, too. Visa B2B Connect intends to offer FIS an elevated alternative to traditional cross-border networks. What's powerful about the network, he said, is that banks adopting Visa B2B Connect can and will continue to use other networks and correspondents to move money across borders as needed and desired, despite the shortcomings of many of the solutions FIS work with today. Legacy clearing and settlement methods have become a hindrance for financial institutions across the globe, Visa stated in a recently published white paper, Visa B2B Connect Cross-Border Payments, Reimagined. They are expensive, opaque, and lack the amount of detail needed to process cross-border payments efficiently. Over time, as various domestic markets place a greater emphasis on overhauling their national payment infrastructures and prioritize speed, security and transparency of payments, financial institutions will likely eventually become more selective in the technologies and networks they use. Until then, however, choice is essential, and Königsberg noted there is plenty of room for Visa B2B Connect to find its footing in the cross-border B2B payments revenue banks generate today. Our focus is on getting the network perfect, bringing on partners and clients, and getting the technology right, he told Webster. Then, we'll see the network ignite. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.